The principle of full participation is both simple and difficult to understand. We never really know what full means. Full can't be defined, because we have to use what we know to define it. But it includes what we know and what we don't yet know. It includes manifested and unmanifested. At the same time, it is simple. You do something with one hand. As soon as you start doing it with both hands, you are participating more fully. With an increase of attention, your activity becomes more full. The more attention, the more participation. But you are not just your attention. Full participation really refers to your relationship to your development in any given moment. Development has no ultimate peak. It is never completed, never finished. Nor does it have a beginning you can find. Climbing the mountain of development, every step you take can be called the peak. So full participation means taking one step at a time. Because we identify with ourselves as our name and appearance, we don't know what development means. We think it means more of what we think we are. But actually, it means less of what we believe we are. By becoming more and more identified with ourselves, we make our situation worse. We lessen our possibility for freedom. We reinforce the imaginary jail we live in, and outer conditions govern our reactions. If you work with the principle of full participation, with the desire to really experience it, you may learn something important. You may find that when you're participating more fully, you have moments in which you say what you mean to say, you think what you wish to think, and you feel what you wish to feel. You are more in charge of your energy expenditure. You have a sense of fulfillment. It begins by bringing the attention of your mind to the activity of your body. When you have body-mind connection, you've begun to participate more fully. You are less reactive to outer events and conditions. You have more income from the life energy you spend. This income goes to the universal bank of your essential nature, and slowly it accumulates. Eventually, you may have enough in your account to write a check now and then. With that check, you ask for a little more wisdom and a little more understanding, a little more ability to deal with the difficulties of your life. This is hard to understand only if we don't put it into practice. If you practice it, you will see it for yourself. When you go into a forest, you see many, many trees growing, filled up with life. Where does all that life come from? Those trees are alive because sap is flowing through them. It's the same with us. There is one energy. You have to be connected to it. The more connected you become, the more vibrant your life becomes. In that vibrancy, your mind functions with more intelligence, your feelings with more presence, and your body with more ability. If, through taste, you get to know this life energy, you gradually become connected to the source that created it.